658-8501. The Schmigelski family hopes you enjoy tonight's game. Go Bearcats!
The forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
But the scorched house was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Hot potato, July 25th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, this is Bob Benzinger for Farmers Insurance Bad Axe. Get a free, no-obligation quote from me, which could save you hundreds of dollars. Let me help you with home, auto, life, and business insurance. Call me today at 989-269-8037.
The benefits of playing multiple sports from the youth level through high school are being proven even by those who've made it to the so-called next level. More college coaches want multi-sport athletes, and nearly 90% of the players taken in the recent pro football draft played multiple sports through high school. To learn more about multi-sport participation, visit the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
From the classics of yesterday to the hits of today.
Cruise 102.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network postgame. Finds the Ugly Bearcats in the state semifinals. They take out the New Lothrop Hornets 22-13. A rally in the fourth quarter with both scores, the only scores in the second half of this ballgame, go in favor of the Bearcats. And the Bearcats are your regional champions, 22-13, a 9-point victor over the New Lothrop Hornets. New Lothrop, an unbelievable foe. Ubley was outsized, outmatched in many varieties of this ballgame. But when it came down to it, it was the Ugly Bearcats controlling the tempo, controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling the backfield, and they struck when they needed to strike. And here we are, the Ugly Bearcats in the state semifinals.
Keep in mind that defense shut out this high-powered offense in the entire second half, forcing a turnover. That it just unbelievable how well they played in the second half. 13-6, they trailed at the half. Senior Derek Brown gives them a touchdown run from 2 yards away. The 2-point conversion run by Mychek was good and gave the Bearcats a 14-13 lead early in the fourth quarter. That was the first time they had led all game long. And then a penalty by New Lothrop, a turnover, a fumble, gave the Bearcats the football back. They drive the length of the field. They get play after play. The Ugly Bearcats take over the football late in the fourth quarter on third down and 16 to go after a holding penalty. It looked like a situation with 3 minutes to go. The Bearcats would run the football, force a timeout, and then punt the football away and play defense one more time. Instead, Coach Kaufman burns his last timeout, dials up play action pass, and Matt Mychek seals the football game with a 15-yard touchdown reception to who else, Clark, but Jonathan Brandle. And that play with a 2-point conversion pass then to Brandle as well put the Bearcats up 9-22-13. And that would be all she wrote as New Lothrop's drive stalls by a Jonathan Brandle, who else, interception in the end zone would seal the game, and then a couple runs and a kneel would run the timeout as your Bearcats win the regional over the New Lothrop Hornets.
You take a look at this entire second half. New Lothrop got the ball to start the game, or to start the second half, and they fumbled it on the Ugly 36-yard line. Ugly then is forced to punt at their own 43. New Lothrop then goes for it on fourth down at the Ugly 16-yard line, results in a turnover of downs. Ugly then marches down the field in 8 minutes, 84 yards later, and they score, take the lead 14-13 after a successful 2-point conversion. New Lothrop Gets the ball back. They get to the 49-yard line, and they cannot convert on fourth down, turnover of downs. Ubley then marches down the field, 49-yard field to work with, scores, two-point conversion a good again, and they lead by 9 points, 22-13. Interception from New Lothrop by Jonathan Brandel of the Bearcats with 1:56 left in the game, and then just it's all academic at that point forward. As far as the offensive looks go, let's start with the time of possession. Second half was exactly like the first half. Ubley in the first half held the ball for 13 minutes and 21 seconds. In the second half, 13 minutes and 49 seconds for a total of 27 minutes and 10 seconds of a 48-minute ball game. Offensively, New Lothrop put together 328 total yards, 128 through the air, 200 rushing. Ubley, 306 yards on the day, 227 yards rushing, 79 through the air. Jonathan Brandel has to be your regional MVP. Jonathan Brandel, 26 carries, 121 yards on the day against New Lothrop, and he rushed for one touchdown. Leading behind him would be Matt Mychek, 9 carries, 61 yards. Derek Brown, 10 carries, 28 yards, and a score. Nathan Keller, 8 yards off of 2 carries, and Gregory Keller, 2 carries for 9 yards and 1 fumble. Matt Mychek through the air, 2 for 7, and no interceptions for 79 yards and 1 touchdown, a 58-yard strike to Jonathan Brandel for 58 yards. Nathan Keller, another reception for 21 yards. Those are the only two completions on the day, 5 incomplete passes. For New Lothrop, their offense was secured mostly between Mason Ruddy and Eric Birchmeyer. Mason Ruddy led the way in rushing the ball, 18 carries, 81 yards, and he did not score on the day. Eric Birchmeyer, the quarterback, 13 carries, 60 yards, and one rushing touchdown. Colin Mulcahy, 7 carries for 34 yards. Ben Bigelow, 1 carry for 22 yards. And Max Wendling, 1 carry for 3 yards. Birchmeyer through the air was 10 for 18 and 1 interception for 96 yards. His long of the day was 24 yards. His last pass, though, was an interception to the hands of Jonathan Brandel. Mason Ruddy was 1 for 2 in passing and 1 interception into the hands of Jonathan Brandel and 1 touchdown for 32 yards for Ruddy through the air. Clollinger was your leading receiver for New Lothrop with 59 yards off of 4 for 5 receiving and 1 touchdown, a 32-yard strike. Ben Bigelow, 2 receptions for 20 yards. Mason Ruddy, 2 receptions for 28 yards. And Callan Mulcahy, 2 receptions for 15 yards. When you look at it, Ubley knew what they needed to do. They stuck to their game plan, and they executed. And the turnover game went in favor of the Bearcats.
It did, and it didn't feel like it was going to. When they fumbled inside their own 10-yard line going in for a score, you really thought that that was going to put the wind out of their sails because they haven't turned the ball over. They haven't had to deal with what happens after you turn the ball over, that gut feeling of, man, we might have just lost the game. And they battled through it. They struggled in the first half, but in the second half, they come out and made the right adjustments. They stopped the run of New Lothrop. They forced bad situations. They took the ball away from them. Jonathan Brandel picked off 2 different quarterbacks. Had 2 different interceptions. He caught a game-winning touchdown. He did pretty much everything for this team. On 4th and 1, broke a 26-yard run for a score. He just was unstoppable today. I noticed it in the first series that he looked like a man possessed, and he certainly ran like a man possessed. He's going to need an ice bath tonight, I think, but a well-deserved one at that. And he certainly played his best game of the year. And I am happy to say that we will not have to go and see Traverse City St. Francis as they were upset by Pawamo Westphalia, another friendly Division 7 foe we've ran into before. So it'll be nice to see them. We haven't seen them since 2012, if I'm not mistaken.
That was 2014.
14. 2014. You are correct. So good to see them and not the University of Traverse City St. Francis, as we like to call them. So an excellent game back and forth. But the Bearcats, with behind a strong defense and a tough running game, and the play-action pass, Clark, from Mychek was huge in this football game, and credit to them as they made the right plays at the right time to win against a tough New Lothrop Hornet team.
Impressive all the way through. Ubley Bearcats, every time we thought this game was going to get out of hand in the first half, New Lothrop had all momentum on their side, and Ubley would come out with a defensive stop, keep them in that ball game. It was just Aubley was never behind more than by 7 points in this ball game. It was 7-0, and then they scored.